opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load.
Is it?
Don't quit your day job.
Come on. I got a future, man.
We all have a future.
Good morning, Wynn.
Morning, Terry. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good. Morning, Jefferson. Everybody up? Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, adjusted to the time change. Woohoo. I love this time of year.
Where did the term bushy-tailed come from?
Squirrels. Squirrels, 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 and more squirrels.
Just wondering. Well,
now you know.
Gosh. How's everybody doing out there? I hope you're having a good time today. We're sure going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we have 3 hours today, and I'm going to say this right off the get-go. At 10 o'clock, if you know anyone that isn't listening to this program, they need to listen. If you are in the Republican Party in the state of California, you need to listen at 10 o'clock. If you are a candidate running for office in the Republican Party in California, you need to listen at 10 o'clock. If you have anything to do with the Republican Central Committee in the state of California, you need to listen at 10 o'clock. Because you know what? Time has not only come for 51, but time has come for a reality check. And I believe that the program that we're going to do at 10 o'clock this morning is going to be one that could change the face of the Republican Party in the state of California. If the people who are candidates and the people like the Jim Brueltys of the world and the Jessica Pattersons of the world are listening to this, it's time for hard answers on everything. So on that cheerful note, Let's talk about a little bit about what we're doing tomorrow night at the Jefferson meeting and at the Patriot meeting.
So what's going to happen there?
Well, we're going to have the truth of human trafficking. It's the Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition that we're going to have in at 6 o'clock. We're excited about this. I mean, there's a lot of young people, young women, young men that have been trapped into prostitution, et cetera. And we're going to be talking to a local group that's doing something about it. And I think this is a very important issue that covers all counties. Don't you think so, Wynn?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think it covers about everything. So that'll be starting at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the church that shall remain nameless. Even though this is something, if I was going to a church, I'd probably want to go see and support. But anyway, this church will remain nameless.
There we go.
And Ashley smiling.
Then we'll move on.
Yes, we will.
Okay, cool. What's next?
Okay, what's next is, my friend, I am so glad to have you back and you're not coughing.
I'm glad not to be sick anymore. Yeah.
So along with that, you know, we'll be talking about Jimmy is going to be calling in this morning.
Okay.
And Jimmy is going to be calling in about the 5 questions that are most pertinent that people get asked about the state of Jefferson.
Hmm. And some of the complaints that they talk about?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't like the name.
Yeah, that's always a good one.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to support it because I don't like the name.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't you put it...
Then are they really people you want supporting it?
Oh, man.
If they have that mentality?
Oh, my gosh. They support everything else about it but the name.
My favorite thing always is, you know, someone who has not done anything, never has done anything, and then all of a sudden they're going to walk in and they're going to tell you just what you need to do.
Yeah.
You need to do this. I'm going back to watch the football game.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, really?
It gets to be a little frustrating.
I don't think so. If you're not going to go out there and have skin in the game, then you need to get her done.
Absolutely. Well, speak
of the devil.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing, buddy?
Ha, ha, ha. Very good. Hey, I just, like we talked about, I want to call in with the top 5 misnomers about the state of Jefferson, because especially for the new people that are listening to this show, when somebody comes up to you, especially naysayers, and says, oh, what about, you know, how are we going to fix this, and, you know, how is the state of Jefferson going to work, usually they're very negative, and they're asking questions that are misnomers, like I just said. So here we go. Are you ready, Wynn and Terry?
You betcha. Go for it.
Okay, the biggest one I always hear is they will never give up the water.
And who is they? Who do they refer to when they say they?
Well, they think that California owns all the water rights. There's no, they don't know about the, you know, the Bureau of Reclamation or any of that.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, you know, the thing is that there's people who do have water rights and own the water, and they're all legal contracts. The other thing is, too, is that, you know, as we learned yesterday, there's different ways to and different positions of owning water, whether you have a direct access to it or whether you have a mining right and you're down at the bottom of the chain. So there's a very interesting caveat there. But the real deal is that, no, California doesn't own all the water, number one. Number two, federal government doesn't own all the water either. There are people privately that own it. And also, there is possession of that water as it goes through. Maybe nobody's ever considered the fact that as it goes through the counties, we could have add a transference fee to the water that goes down into California. That'd be very beneficial financially for the counties, don't you think, Wynn?
Yeah, for counties and for the property owners. You know, when it goes through their properties, you know, they'll be part of that whole equation.
And then if you have water rights, you really can.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you have water rights and you own that, it would behoove you not to sell it to anyone.
Yeah, don't sell your water
rights. Don't sell your water rights.
So, I mean, basically it's not completely up to the state of California.
No, of course it's not.
Okay. Okay, here's the next question, which is basically the second one I hear all the time, or most of the time, is the counties in the state of Jefferson get more money from Central and Southern California, basically Sacramento, than they give. So what they're saying is we don't give the state as much money as we take in because basically we're a welfare area and there's no tax. There's not that much tax money going back to the state.
Hmm, interesting. So if we were able to keep 100% of all the tax dollars generated in our counties in Jefferson, do they not think we would be able to do what we need to do financially? Is that what they're saying?
Yes.
Well, I know.
No, they're saying that we're dependent on the state.
Right,
basically.
But keep in mind, when we send all of our money down to Sacramento, they put it in this big old whirly bird, spin it around, they send back to us whatever's agreed upon between the county and the state, and then there are other monies that come back to us with huge strings attached, with mandates, that we get that money back only if we comply with a certain program that has to be done, and it's going to cost the county money. So then again, we have to dip into our county coffers to deal with these programs to get the money back that we already sent down to them. So they're hitting us with the same blade twice. So what we need to do is hold on to our money and not give it to California.
Yeah, and that's old news anyway. When the six states split happened, they sort of, the state of California helped us with that. At that time, there were only 11 counties that had signed declarations for the state of Jefferson. And when Tim Draper did his six-state initiative, what happened is they used those 11 counties as an example. And if those 11 counties would have been the state of Jefferson that Tim Draper was talking about, they still would have been $15 million stronger than New Mexico. And, of course, they wouldn't have been the richest, they wouldn't have been the poorest. But the real deal is that the state of Jefferson at that time, not including counties like Placer, El Dorado, et cetera, could still exist financially without any problem and be in the black. So that's a misnomer. In fact, we don't really hear that much anymore because of all the different studies that have been done. And I think people are educated enough, as Wynn said, and rightly so. When the money goes down to Sacramento, we get it back, but we get what we get back, 87% of it is mandated by the state on what we have to spend it for.
Bingo.
So discretionary spending is anywhere between 13 and 17%, and even less than 13% in some counties. So when you look at it, with the average being 13%, the state mandates what we have to do with 87%. with that 13%, now we're in a position to where we have fire, we have health and safety, we have all this stuff that we need to pay for, roads, all that sort of stuff. We've got 13% left. We can do it. But we better make sure that bike trail is done.
And then also, too, don't forget, every time that something happens with the money, when we send the money to Sacramento, there's a transference fee. And then when the money is sent back from Sacramento to Shasta County, there's another transference fee. So you take that out of the equation on top of it. So, yeah, we know we could run things better, plus which California won't be managing our monies. It will be Jefferson counties who will be managing our monies, and they will be accountable to our sovereign citizens. And if they pull a fast one or anything happens that way and they get have forensic audits done and we stay like watchdogs on this, you don't think that we're going to start taking care of the criminals here?
Oh, you bet we will. Audit. I love it.
It doesn't matter who they are, what position they hold. If they have been entrusted with the financial money of all the sovereign citizens within any and all counties in Jefferson, they will be held accountable, and it will be swift, and we will have to make sure that happens. It'll only take one, and guess what? The rest of them will step right in line. They should all be in line anyway, because they're going to be taking an oath to that effect, and they need to follow and comply and be serious about it. So, yeah, it's not gonna be like California, where you know just a bunch of jackasses doing what they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now
what,
I don't know how much time we have till.
We're going to go to the break, but before we go to the break. I want to remind people to listen in. And, Jimmy, if you want to buzz down here at 10 o'clock, feel free to do so. But at 10 o'clock, we have a very, very, very important program. If you're a Republican, if you have anything to do with the Republican Party, if you have anything, if you're a voter, if you care about your liberty, 10 o'clock, you need to be listening. But right now...
And then maybe after the break, you can make a quick comment on the transferring of California state property to the state of Jefferson, and maybe touch on the prisons.
Well, we'll do all that after the break. We'll do that, but we've got to go to the break now, buddy. Just hang with us. Hang with us, brother. Okay. If you have a question or comment, area code 530-605-4567, 605-4567. Time has come.
451.
Sing it with me one time now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jefferson. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Number 51. We believe in freedom. We believe in God and guns. We believe in working hard till the working day is done. Teach your children to follow the heart.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This will be their song, yeah.
all sin. You want to change our way of living, take away our rights. This is our home, we protect our own. Now hear our battle cry. Sing it, sing it, sing it with me one time now.
Jefferson,
Jimmy,
place the drums.
Uh-huh.
Senator Jefferson.
I love this band. They're great.
You know, it's just common sense. Jefferson's going to fix this. We're going to get out from under the garbage that we got going on in California. We're going to be free and sovereign citizens and have our liberty. And, yeah, you know, liberty can be messy. But, you know, if you do it responsibly and you're moral about it and act like an adult and treat others with respect and dignity, it should work.
Yeah,
well,
you know.
It's like a completely sane person being stuck in a asylum for the criminally and insane.
Well, and that's the way we feel. I mean, good Lord, look what our governor's doing. I mean, don't look. I mean, it's sickening. But no, truly do look, understand it, learn it, see what's really going on, develop a good, solid, responsible, moral opinion about it, and move forward, and then take action and do something about it.
Okay. Do you guys want to do a couple more questions,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Okay. Here's the other one, and this is for our friends in the Susanville area and at Del Norte County. What about state prisons and the prisoners?
We want to keep prisons.
We were told by Kamala Harris when she was the Attorney General that the buildings and the Caltrans equipment and all that stuff would be ours. The prisons are going to be ours, and of course, if the prison guards have a deal, a deal's a deal, a contract's a contract, we'll honor that. New people coming in, of course, will be setting new contracts, just like when unions renegotiate their contracts. We'll be doing that, but a contract's a contract. Now, I know in Del Norte County that the SEIU went up there and told the prison guards they wouldn't have any jobs and they'd all be fired and blah, 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 like we don't need prisons, right? Well, they also told people that, what, we're going to cut down all the trees, kill all the animals, and shoot each other, I guess, you know.
Crazy.
I
mean, what's the acronym of that you just said, SEIU?
Yeah, it's the union.
Okay.
So anyway, point being is that they took a vote in Del Norte County, and Del Norte County lost by about 400 votes because of that. I mean, but if it sounds stupid, it is stupid. I mean, seriously. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to get rid of all the prisons. Really? No, that's Gavin Newsom's job. He not only gets rid of them, but he lets criminals out. Oh, he lets criminals out that kill people. Wait, he lets criminals out that kill people that are illegal immigrants. And not to tip off a little bit about what we're going to do at 10 o'clock, but hey, folks, hey, Brian and Kevin, and what's your idea for representation? What are you going to do? We still haven't heard that yet, other than the fact that I guess Jefferson's out of the question. Why is that? Is that because it is taking a future politician in California? Is it taking his career away? Is that what it's doing?
Well,
I mean,
how are they going to be able to run for an office in Jefferson when they're currently holding an office in another state,
well,
in California? They wouldn't.
They get to stay there.
That's a good point there.
Well, their districts are going to go away.
So you kind of killed two
exactly.
birds with one stone. Kamala Harris saying that we can keep all the Caltrans, the Cal Fire.
Well, the buildings and the properties that are bought and paid for the district, for the areas, the districts, whatever they call them, you know, whatever they have them labeled as within the territory of Jefferson. The Caltrans district, you know, whatever, the buildings, the equipment, snow plows, all that stuff was bought with the intent of being used in that area. So those items, those properties will stay within.
They'll be with us.
They'll
in fact,
with
we're
going
to have a committee that's going to be
with
taking
Jefferson.
the vehicle ID numbers
yeah.
and making sure that we get to keep the new ones that we've paid for and not we're not going to make a trade for, you
with
know,
the junk.
For the 1849
okay.
version.
Yeah, and that'll come back to being having audits done, you know, because they're going to have to prove what was there. And if they prove that, you know, certain equipment was there, great. And if they can prove that it wasn't there, okay, we can go with that. But we have to, you know, we will be honorable on our end, but we're not going to be stupid about it. We're going to hold them accountable. Because that'll be part of the committees of separation. All of that stuff will be decided in that process.
Okay, and that kind of segues into my next question and the committees of separation. You know, people wonder, how are we going to set up this government? And, you know, what about the DMV and, you know, the personnel transfer of fire and police? So that's going to be the committee, right?
The committees in separation will deal with a majority of those things, plus which they will have subcommittees within those to deal with specific departments, say DMV or the city police or the county sheriff.
If we have a DMV.
If we even have a DMV. You know, I mean, things
and
like
and
that.
And the Board of Education.
Board of Education, all that, yeah. All those things will be decided on how they will be dealt with, whether they even exist anymore or whether they just go away, or if they're going to be expanded upon or just reduced, whatever. You know, it's all going to be dealt with in those committees of separation.
Nice. And are they, is the committees of separation, are they going to deal with, now who's going to deal with any federal money that comes in, such as, you know, for bridges, roads?
The state. See, that's something I think a lot of people don't seem to understand. We're not leaving the country. We get all the things any other state has. We're set up like any other state is.
Yeah, we'll be set up like New Mexico or Idaho.
The same thing. See, a lot of people, I had one guy say, well, what about my retirement? Well, you're not moving to Mars, you know. It's just it's a different state. You get your retirement if you move to Oregon? Well, of course I do. Well, then what would be the difference here?
Here's an example. A lot of the correctional officers for Pelican Bay live in Brookings, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they earn money in California.
Yep.
Yep, they're already playing the game. They know how it works.
This is my favorite one, Jimmy. I got to share this with you. You'll get a chuckle out of this. Actually, Steve Klinger, great guy out of El Dorado County, great guy. Steve told me this. He had a guy actually come up to him, and he said, well, yeah, but you guys are going to start a new state. Well, what about the trees and the mountains? I guess we're going to load them up in a pickup truck.
Move them someplace else.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I had one person tell me that the reason they liked everything we said except for the name. So they couldn't be behind it because of the name. Well, what's the problem? Well, I don't like the name, the state of Jefferson. I said, well, first of all, it'll just be Jefferson, like, you know, Washington. Oh, well, that's okay then. I kid you not.
Yeah.
You know, really and truly, Ashley said something at the beginning of the program, which I agree with, and that is, she said, you know, some of these people, you know, if they're not for Jefferson, you really don't want them to be. It's kind of like, well, everybody should vote. Well, I don't know. Should everybody vote?
No. Makes you wonder sometimes.
Next question, buddy.
Everybody has the option.
Oh, shoot. I just did the five, bud. Okay, here's a stupid one.
Good.
I'll just throw out there because I know you're going to hate it, but so where's the capital of the state of Jefferson going to be?
Biggs. Huh?
Where do you want it to be?
East Biggs.
See, all those things are going to be decided on through the election process. You know, the name of the state. Because we're using the vessel right now of Jefferson to make this happen, it could potentially be called something else.
Madison.
It could be anything, yeah. We could name it anything we want. It's going to be elected, voted on. So if people have another choice on the name of the state, by all means, submit that when the time comes. Because all of that stuff will be put on the ballot. Information will go out so everybody will know what's going to be on the ballot. Everybody will be able to access it through the internet and see what's there and know how the process will work on how to submit a suggestion. They'll be able to do all that. Everything will be on the ballot so it will be counted and your vote will count. And we will make sure of that.
Southern Jefferson in anticipation for Southern Oregon being Northern Jefferson.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up because Oregon is really moving along quite well. We did a conference call about 3-4 weeks ago now, and there were 8 counties on. And what a great bunch of patriots, great bunch of people, you know. And they have a lot of the same issues we do, but we had a great conversation. We had a great meeting. You know, and I guess you can liken Oregon to, let's say we have a certain company that deals in a certain realm, whether it be a restaurant or something, whatever the case may be. We're a company here. They're a company in Oregon. We do the same things. We serve the same clientele. We do all the things that pretty much the same. But we have our company and they have their company. And we converse to help each other so we can increase our markets. It's the same thing with these two different movements. That's because we would have to separate with Article 4, Section 3 from the state of California, and Oregon would have to separate, their lower Oregon would have to separate from Oregon. But we're really excited about that. We're going to have to go off to our break. Again, we are broadcasting live on 96.5. Yeah. Sorry about that. First day of my new tongue. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also, we're streaming live. We are podcasted and archived at KCNR1460.com. And, you know, we're going to go off to a break here. If you have a question or comment, 605-4567, 605-4567, area code 530. And time has come, my friend.
451, my friend.
Calling all the clans together, brothers come a-running. Calling south and north together. Calling west and east together. Calling all the clans together. Brother, come running. Can't afford to be a bit asleep.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Can't you see the reaper reaping? Brothers come a running. Never mind the shells are flying. Never mind the dead and dying. Can't you hear the piper piping? Brothers come a running. Come running fast, come running hard, running for all you're worth. Come running through the gates of hell itself and let the devil take the hindmost. We're gonna be calling all the clan together. Calling all the clan together.
Call them all together.
By the way, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
speaking
happy
of clan.
Patrick's Day, yeah.
I mean, we got Frankie out there decorated.
That, huh?
Frankie looks like a float in a parade.
Does that mean I have to turn my beer green tonight?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Drink green beer.
Anyway, before I get to our caller, if you're calling in and asking Ashley to ask a question, we're not going to take those, and here's why. She's got a lot to do over there. We openly give the line here. If you have a question, you can call in and say your name and ask the question. Just like Bob here. We've got Bob on the line. He's willing to say his name. Bob. Hey, Bob. How
good
you
morning,
doing,
Bob.
Buddy?
Hey, Wynn Terry. This here's that guy from Round Mountain. I don't know. They call him Bob. and he spells his name B-O-B, and if you spell it backwards, it's still B-O-B, so it doesn't matter. Hey, you know, what Jimmy brought up, we've been talking about for 5 years. This stuff is posted and everything on our internet stuff. We've been passing out pamphlets for over 3 years explaining all this stuff, and I still can't understand that people don't know what this is about.
Well, you know, I think a lot of it is people it just paying attention. I mean, you know, there's a lot of times when, I mean, a lot of times that you have to repeat yourself, in case you haven't noticed that. A lot of times when you're talking to folks, you know, you got to repeat yourself because you say something and they didn't get it. They say something, they didn't get it. My favorite thing is when I'm talking to somebody and I know by looking at them, they're already formulating their next question before I answer the one that they just asked me. You know, yeah. I mean, which means they have a transmitter and no receiver, as my good friend Mark Baird says. But, you know, I mean, now, Pappy, you're going to be over there going to your church here pretty quick, yes?
Yeah, I'm sitting here in the parking lot right now, and I'll be going there about 9:55.
You know, it'd be good. Maybe you can talk to Terry, but I think it'd be really good if we could maybe Wynn and I could come in and chit-chat a little bit about pastors and politics there. We'd be happy to do a service for him. I'm just volunteering Wynn right now, so.
Again.
Well,
works.
I'll ask him to see if you guys can come in and do a service one Sunday for him and see what that would be like, okay?
I think it would be good because, you know, a lot of times, especially men's breakfasts, a lot of times, you know, we get a lot of mamby-pamby things. And I know that Terry Oxley is a pastor who, he's our kind of pastor and, you know, great man. But
open. He teaches the Bible.
Yes.
As the Bible
yes.
should be taught. And he also speaks about what is going on. You're going to talk about all this stuff going on about kids being sold and bought and this and that. And we talk about that whenever it comes up. We talk about what our government is doing and how it is destroying us. We talk about everything that goes on, but he teaches it through the scriptures.
Sounds good,
because
buddy.
The scriptures, even back then, have the same problems we have today.
That's true.
All right, brother. Well, listen, we got another person on the line. Bob, thanks as always, my good friend. And Pappy, keep your powder dry, huh?
Thank you, Bob.
You betcha, man.
Hey, Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Matt.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Of course.
Okay, just two things real quick. One, I was calling to ask you guys when you guys are going to, the formation committees are going to release the State of Jefferson Constitution, the one that the people are working on. And the second was getting to Bob's point. There's active groups trying to sabotage the State of Jefferson movement. I've heard everything from that what we're doing is unconstitutional to everything you can think of. And it's because when you have a true grassroots movement, those that lust for power will do anything they can to maintain the status quo. And even if that means trying to seize our movement and pushing disinformation, I'll take my response off the air.
Hey, well, wait, Matt, wait. Are these groups from California?
Well, I can tell you the group in New California, they're actively pushing that what we're doing is unconstitutional and various things like that. And if you follow them, follow Facebook at all, you can find that it all leads back to the same groups of people who have been actively trying to subvert our movement for the last 5 years.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody has the freedom to speak and say what they want. It's, you know, that's the First Amendment right. They can do that. No ill will from this end. They just, you know, they are not telling the truth. And so you have to be careful of that.
Yeah, Matt, you know, let's address New California this way. Okay, what we're doing is unconstitutional. Well, let's see. What are they doing? They're appointing senators per county. They're appointing assembly people. No one votes for him. They appoint him. Oh, that's constitutional.
And who is appointed?
And Paul Preston is the president. He's the president. He's not a, he's the president. There's a president, not a governor. He's the president. I mean, really and truly, to me, if people want to swallow that nonsense, it's nonsense. And you know what? I've gotten to the point, and really, Matt, I want to encourage you to listen at 10 o'clock. I know you've got to go to church, and you'll be there. But when you get – oh, no, you don't. You went yesterday. Okay, so I'm encouraging you to listen at 10 o'clock. Listen, and I'd love to hear you weigh in on this conversation at 10 o'clock because I think it's something that first of all, it's going to be right up your alley, brother. It's something to where it's something, some things that have been needed to be said about the truth about what's going on with the Republican Party, and somebody has to have the kahunis, the stones, to talk about it, and we're gonna. And we've challenged.
Well, I appreciate that, but I do want to interject one thing, Terry.
Sure.
New California is about controlled opposition. It's not about splitting the state. It's about sucking support off a true movement of people. And that's why I think it's important to counter them, because they're targeting the uninformed and spewing disinformation to discourage them from actually seeking a peaceful solution to what's coming.
Well put. New California doesn't strike me as being malicious in a way to where they're going to go out and beat people with sticks. But I think
let me finish my point.
So the thing is, but what I do believe is I believe that there are some people, it's just like I said a little while ago, hey, Matt, do you really want everybody to vote? I mean, I'm not saying they don't have the right. I'm just saying you really want them to. I mean, it's like some people that you talk to, I mean, do you really want them to, do you really care? I mean, it's like, you know, we've had people, well, you should do things this way or you should do things that way, and they never do anything. Well, you should do it this way. This is what you need to do, and I'm going to go back to watching my TV. You know, I mean, really and truly, there's people like you, my friend, that get out there and do something. You fight for this stuff every day. You're a patriot. Those are the kind of people that we need to be around. And we don't need everybody. We just need the ones that want liberty.
Well, I'll agree with you on some of that. But you guys have a good day, and I will listen to you at 10.
Sounds good, brother. Keep your powder dry, huh?
Thank you, Matt. Keep it safe down there in the valley.
All right, you too.
So, yeah, looks like we have Gene on the line. Gene, how you doing, darling?
Good morning, Gene.
I'm doing well, thank you. You were talking about the Oregon people who would like to come into the Jefferson movement.
Right.
How far and what would that constitute in Oregon? I have a brother in Grants Pass.
Oh,
they're safe. They're in there.
Excited about it.
Yeah, Josephine County has a very, very good group. It's in Josephine County. The leader is Robert Chard, C-H-A-R-D, great guy. But Josephine County is wonderful. It's great. Jefferson is well and very well up there. Does a great job up there.
Well, what would be, I mean, is this southern Oregon? How far the state would you say that it's kind of headed?
Gotcha. Okay, so there are 8 counties now. I don't have the map in front of me, or even if I did, I probably couldn't dig through it. I've got so much junk on my desk here. But yeah, there are 8 counties, and, you know, we don't know how that's going to look yet. Again, we have to understand, constitutionally, it's Article 4, Section 3. You can't split from California if you're from Oregon. You just can't do that. You have to do your own state split. Maybe we'll be Northern Jefferson and Southern Jefferson. Maybe we'll be the state of Madison and they'll be the state of Jefferson. You know, nobody really knows at this point. What we do know is we're contiguous, and it's something to where, you know, that state may look pretty good. And in saying that, you know, some of the counties that we have in Jefferson at the southern end, you know, at the tip down there, we've stopped. We're not going to go any further south. I've got other ideas on that and other things we'll be talking about in the next few weeks. But yeah, I mean, you know, I would say there's eight counties now. I'm trying to think about how far north. I know it goes into Bend. I'm trying to think how far north.
I'm trying to picture.
Me too.
I don't have a map.
I wish I did. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'll see you. Will I see you tomorrow, Gene?
Oh, yes, I'm doing tremendous.
Okay, I've got
my thought was, too, with Portland being such a liberal, why doesn't Washington just scoot down, take over that area, you know?
Well, Washington has their own movement.
100 miles or something south of Oregon, and then we could be Cal Or.
Well, very good. But Washington has their own movement. They have a movement now that's been put in by, is it Matt Shea?
Yeah.
They call their assembly in the state of Washington the House of Representatives, the state House of Representatives. So Matt is a representative in the House of Representatives in the state of Washington, and they have already put forth a bill, and they are moving toward the state of Liberty, which would be taking the state of Washington and basically splitting it right down the middle, east and west.
Right down the middle, north, yeah. I mean, east and west.
East and west, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they want Portland.
No.
I don't think anybody wants Portland. I don't, you know, and so, but, you know, the thing is that all this stuff is really starting to come together. These movements are incredible. It's exciting times we live in, very exciting times. And, Gene, we do have to go off to our last break.
Okay,
and Peter,
all right, thanks.
Peter, if you'd hang on, my brother, hang on. I will get to you as soon as we get done with this break. Time has come.
For 51.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But
I'm in a hurry. Jefferson, ASAP, yes. Let's get this done. Move on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, we're hung up in the courts that take for flipping ever.
Mm-hmm.
Are they corrupt?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I just want to make sure. All California courts are corrupt, so CCC.
Mm-hmm.
Corrupt California courts.
Mm-hmm. PETA. PETA, are you there? PETA.
I am, mate. How you doing?
How you doing, PETA?
I really appreciate what you guys are doing, and I hope you're successful. I think you know where I stand on everything. And, mate, the whole world's corrupt. Don't just leave it to California.
You know what, my friend, you're right.
It's been a big disappointment to me, actually, because I always thought it was harder to be corrupt in America than any other country. But what we're learning in the last, you know, 8 years, 10 years, 20 years or so, where, you know, this country, unfortunately, God, it breaks my heart to say it, is as corrupt as any other bloody country in the world. But listen, a very important question to me that hasn't been answered. Under the state of Jefferson, will state employees be unionized, and what happens with their present CalPERS and everything else?
Great question. You bet. I can answer that. Now, as far as them being unionized, that's going to be up to them. You know, if they want to start let me answer your question.
Okay, sorry, mate.
That's okay. Just let me answer it. Okay, so that's part of it. Now, will they be? Who knows? As far as their CalPERS go, the deal is a contract is a contract is a contract. Article 1, Section 10. You can't change that. If they already have a deal, that's their deal. That doesn't mean we don't negotiate for new deals. And so that's the way that's going to go down. Now, we had a little talk yesterday, a little bit about the unions and things like that. You know, they form a union, they form a union. Will there be unions automatically? Most likely not. So the deal is that as far as California goes with their state employees that want to stay with California, they can. If they come to Jefferson, they stay in Jefferson, you bet. Their deal is still their deal. We can't change that on them. But we do have negotiation with the new people. But I have a question for you.
Yeah.
My question for you is, did Donald Trump pay you for the lessons you gave him on being blunt with people, and or did you just do that because you flew back there and said, hey, Donald, you got to grow up here.
And got an education, traveled around the world and came to America and looked at their history. I judge everything on history. And when I stopped playing football and started getting an education, this is the best there is, and capitalism is the only thing that works so long as there's competition. And, mate, I love America, and I just cannot believe how people are letting this country go. The Muslims are frightening the crap out of me here.
That's right.
I heard some Muslim guy get on the radio, on the TV yesterday, calling Trump a bigot. And I checked out the word I checked it out on Google. Mate, I'm a bigot. You're a bigot. Anybody that has a strong opinion on anything is a bigot. But listen, but I'm not prejudiced, and neither are you guys. However, somebody's got to be right. And you brought up about whether people should be voting. The only people that should be voting, as far as I'm concerned, are the people that pay taxes.
Well, property the thing
tax,
is,
and that's
is that
property tax.
Well, see here. Here's the deal. The deal is that people have the right to vote. The thing is, hypothetically speaking, there's some people I talk to that you hope never vote, but it doesn't mean they can't vote or have the right to. But by the way, I think you just said they pay property taxes. What if we didn't have a property tax?
Well, they don't have it in Alabama if you're over 65.
Right.
Well, you know,
McKinsey, and I like the weather.
We're looking at things like that. Those are the kind of things that we're looking at for Jefferson. Those are the little nuggets, those little sweet spots that we want to incorporate and sprinkle throughout Jefferson because we know we can.
But you never answered my question. When you went and gave your pointers to Donald Trump, because we have our own Donald Trump, his name is Peter. And when you went and gave the pointers, how did that go? How was your meeting with Donald? And what other pointers did you give him, or would you give him?
Mate, it's all in the history books, and it's education. I tell you what, though, my wife did my wife sent a very lovely letter to his wife. And she got a handwritten reply back from her. You know, when everyone was dumping on her, my wife sent her a very nice letter. Mate, I can't answer that question because obviously I didn't speak to Donald Trump, but I love the guy, mate. I said the night he was elected, I'd read a couple of his books and listened to Hannity a lot and people that work for Donald Trump. Hey, mate, Donald Trump's for the working American. You know, he's for America, and the people that make America work are the working guys, and not necessarily the elite. I mean, it's the elite that employ a lot of people, but you know, there's a lot of private sector people out there employing people also. In fact, probably 75% of them are from...
Hey, Pete, we've got... Peter, we've got another caller, but I want you to listen to the next program, because once we get done talking about it, we're going to have some... I think there'll be some good points that you'll be able to bring up once with our next program at 10 o'clock. But anyway, my good friend, great hearing from you as always, and we've got to go to another line here. Greg, how you doing, bud?
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, guys.
How's it going?
Hanging in there. How are you doing? You sound good today.
Keeping Placer safe down there?
We're doing what we can, man. You know the struggle.
Yep. What's up?
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to promote or have you guys do the Second Amendment raffle we're having for the gun vault, handgun and long gun.
Go ahead. Roll it.
We're having a raffle. We're having a gun vault, a long gun, and a handgun being raffled off, $100 tickets. We'll sell $100 tickets, and then we'll have the raffle. But all funds go to the Mark Baird Second Amendment lawsuit, which is statewide, actually, but Jeffersonians are highly, highly suggested to volunteer to help this cause. But anyway, any donations to that would be greatly appreciated. Contact information for that raffle are on soj51.org. Go to Placer County, and you'll see my name, number, and email address. Contact me. We'll get you tickets.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Greg.
Great, buddy. Thank you so much. And, you know, maybe you can weigh in on the next hour. I think that you're going to find it very interesting, as everyone will. Again... if you're a Republican Party, if you are in the Central Committee, if you're a candidate running, if you're a Democrat, if you're a human being, if you breathe.
Independent conservative.
You're going to want to hear what's going to be said the next hour or two.
There you go.
I will have that live with Chris while he's here, and we're working over the Article 1 of our proposed
Yeah, gotcha, gotcha. Thank you. All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys.
There you go.
We're okay.
Getting stuff done.
We are. We're getting lots of stuff done.
And Jeffersonians are working throughout the counties.
And we got it done pretty much in 57 minutes and 43 seconds, which is kind of good. Getting a smile out of there.
Pretty close.
I just want to remind you know, Greg was talking about, you know, donations and so forth. I just want to remind everybody, and we've been receiving some donations on PayPal and some GoFundMe donations, and those are great options as well for the SOJ51.org, or for State of Jefferson, anyway. You can donate there. You can also donate by sending cash money, check money orders, what am I saying, cash, check, or money orders to P.O. Box 751 Palisedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O. And that's California, 96073. And we're constantly trying to replenish the funds so we can keep our court costs taken care of and not be debtors when we get to the end of the court case and win this court case and move forward and become Jefferson. We want to start out with a clean slate. And it is truly a grassroots movement. And we appreciate each and every one of you who have donated and continue to donate. And we have people that donate monthly, and they have checks that come in once a month, and they're great to go, and we appreciate everybody that does that. Also donate to the PECAN, P-E-C-A-N. You can do that to the same P.O. box, and you can donate to PECAN as a whole, just PECAN, or if you want to do it to the Second Amendment court case, then just write the check out to PECAN, but in the memo portion of the check, write 2A or Second Amendment. That way it gets earmarked and goes into that account specifically. So we just want to make sure everybody does that. And then and if you want to do the PECAN and also write SOJ on in the memo for, you know, State of Jefferson, because then it's all tax deductible only if it goes through PECAN. It has to be, the checks have to be made out to PECAN, P-E-C-A-N, in order to be tax deductible.
Hey, Clark, you might want to call into the next program. We got like 22 seconds left.
All right.
Time has come
for 51.
Seen the bill we all have to pay. It's not our bill.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical